I'm Ed Baxter with Newsteria. Both Democrats and Republicans have released information related to the Epstein files. The White House is now in full jacket mode to stop the House vote on releasing them. It called Representative Lauren Boebert, a Colorado Republican who has signed on a petition for release, called to the Situation Room of the White House to talk. In the middle of July, Trump called for the release of the grand jury testimony, as did Attorney General Pam Bondi, saying the DOJ and the FBI are asking for the transcripts to be released. So why massive resistance now? What is going on? Let's go through it. Democrats threw the first salvo, releasing three emails purporting to be from 2019, one from Epstein to a journalist that Trump, quote, knew about the girls. Whether it pertained to the sex offenders' crimes is not precisely clear. Another between Epstein and Ghislaine Maxwell said one of the girls spent hours at Epstein's home with him. Trump. Democrats have identified the redacted name as a victim. The White House has immediately jumped on it, accusing the Democrats of selectively leaking the emails to smear the president. Quickly thereafter, Republicans countered by releasing what they say is an additional 20,000 pages of documents from the Epstein estate. They say in one that Trump knew about the girls and had actually asked Maxwell to stop. The White House also says the unnamed person in the emails is the same person who accused Britain's then Prince Andrew of sexually exploiting her as a teenager. Andrew has been stripped of his royal titles. The woman, Virginia Jeffrey, committed suicide in April. Jeffrey reportedly had worked at Mar-a-Lago in the spa before being poached by Epstein. So as mentioned, with the release of some emails by both sides and now the swearing-in of Representative Andalita Grijalva, the House is ready to move on. As the new information was dropping, the White House called Republican Representative Lauren Boebert to the Situation Room of the White House. Boebert being one of several Republican women to sign that petition for release. It says it also is trying to get Representative Nancy Mace to visit the White House. Boy, are there questions. So Congress has some emails. The DOJ has the grand jury testimony. With all the White House resistance now, are we to assume that the information is potentially more damaging coming out of the grand jury testimony? Why has the Trump administration changed its tune since July? Did it make those statements because it was sure that this stuff would never come out? Is what White House spokeswoman Caroline Levitt said true, that this is a smear job? Does this now come as a distraction from debate about health care? Is it important to find out whether the President of the United States is a pedophile? If he is not, why is the White House now fighting so hard to stop the grand jury files release? There may be other reasons. Why not lay them out? Does any of this make sense? Email me if you like, ed@edbaxternews.com.